This hour brought to you by GCNLife.com. Now a hair growth product with natural ingredients and fast results. Reveal from GCNLife.com.
In that last facility, I was not safe from the officers in that facility.
That's Congresswoman Alexandria Ocasio-Cortez talking about what it was like to go and tour the facilities where so many of the people that are being held, the migrants who come over and who are waiting to be reassigned. So there is a little twisted story and plot to this. It's been a very interesting day, needless to say, for the U.S. Customs and Border Protection folks, at least for the upcoming week, too. I think there's going to be more eyeballs on them, thanks to Facebook, etc. And we're going to dive into that. Hey, everybody, Kate Delaney, what else is up in this country and outside of this country? A ton. As the president is elsewhere, he had a surprise meeting with Kim Jong-un. And what does that mean for North Korea? So there seemed to be a smile or two, a shake, and an invitation to the White House. So as the president went into his meeting with the Chinese president over the weekend, it's interesting because this whole thing about trade negotiations and tariffs and pressure on the Chinese counterpart, to come up with some sort of a deal, this sweeping deal. Then you have at this G20 economic summit, the impromptu meeting with Kim Jong-un. So isn't that interesting? And of course, there were a lot of candid moments of the two of them together, like as far as being pumped out on Twitter and everywhere else. But what does it mean for North Korea? It's very, very interesting, my friends. But we started first with the congresswoman talking about what happened when she toured the facility down by the border. And I'll explain that in just a second. We have in our virtual green room the former congressman from Ohio, with Talk Media News, Bob Ney. Hey, Bob, how are you?
I'm good, Kate. How are you?
So you saw this thing about throwing burritos at the congresswoman, because what happened was there was this Facebook group that had a bunch of Border Patrol, et cetera, who would just, show pictures and allegedly and talked really just off the cuff about what anything they saw, etc. And one of the things that was up there said, when you see the congresswomen coming through the site, I'll, pay XYZ amount of money if you throw burritos at her. And the other lawmaker, Congresswoman Veronica Escobar from Texas, they were part of that delegation, the Democratic delegation, that went to the immigration facilities and detention centers in Texas on Monday. So she said she was afraid when she was in there. Wow, isn't that just crazy?
Well, it is. And, I don't know what's the reality. I mean, I think obviously, these are not the best of conditions, and she's being told by people that that they had to drink out of toilets. I mean, I just don't know what the reality is. Now, this secret Facebook group, I guess, they did target, a lot of hate action towards her, towards AOC. But she said that, it's not just the kids. People are drinking out of toilets. Officers are laughing in front of members of Congress. That's fascinating. If they actually did that, I would be amazed. And something, should obviously be done discipline-wise. And then one of them described the treatment at the hands as psychological warfare. Again, I don't know. She's talking to people that are in detention down there. It's just so hard to say. If this was so rampant, although abuse could be happening, but if it was rampant and everywhere, I just would be amazed if it would be allowed to continue.
Yeah, I would too. And, you know, I know somebody who's a Border Patrol agent, great guy. He left the news business actually to go into that business because he said there was more control there, whatever that meant. Because, you know, you never knew if you're going to get fired in television news, and I was in TV news at the time. But the National Border Patrol Council, it's the union that represents most of the Border Patrol agents, said that, of course, it's inappropriate, this content in this Facebook group. Don't let the actions of these agents, retired employees, they don't work for the Border Patrol. And there's also members of public in it, so don't say that we're doing that and we're vulgar and we're racist and we're putting those things out there. So I want to make sure everybody knows that and they don't think that this is all these Border Patrol agents that are out there constantly posting.
Right. Yeah, it could be a wide variety group of people. I mean, you just don't know. It could be people that do not like AOC, of which there are a lot in the country.
Yeah.
I mean, you don't know because she's a lightning rod, you know, for so many people.
Oh,
sort of like Ted Cruz is on the Republican side.
That's true. That's a good comparison.
Right.
That's good. That absolutely.
Uh-huh.
Cruz on one side and her on the other, for sure.
Sure.
Here's what Donald Trump said the other day about Iran, because, of course, we're watching what's going on with Iran and how this is all going to play out. Here was his comment about what they're doing.
They know what they're doing. They know what they're playing with. And I think they're playing with fire.
All right, so he's saying they're playing with fire, and you can tell one thing about Trump is if somebody's going to just call what he sees, and isn't afraid to do what he has to do, I think in this situation, you and I have talked about it before, I don't think he's going to suffer a bunch of foolishness with Iran. What do you think?
Well, I don't think so, but here's his problem, and he's going to hear this from some staff, and he's going to be torn in the other direction. Senator Cotton, for example, John Bolton and Pompeo will pull him in one direction. His other staff will pull him in another direction, including some members of Congress. And here's his dilemma, just pure and simple. Iran will not respond. The clerics who do not want democracy in Iran are using this to say to the people, we did what they wanted. We did what Rouhani, the moderate president, wanted, and what Zarif, the moderate secretary of state of Iran, wanted. And look what they did to us now. They're starving you. You don't have medicine because of America. You know, the clerics are using this. The clerics will never talk to Trump. Here's Iran's other dilemma with the moderates. They complied. The Atomic Energy Commission International said they complied. Our Secretary of State Tillerson said they complied. In comes John Bolton, National Security Advisor. Within 1 year, you know, we're pulling out of the Iran agreement. So then we say to Iran, well, we want you to behave with your nuclear, you know, centrifuges. But, oh, by the way, you know, we're kicking you out of the agreement and putting sanctions on you. So Iran very publicly says we're going to start to create more because they want to force Europe to deal with them and help, you know, help them some way. So that's their kind of Iran's distorted way of saying, you know, you need to do something, Europe, with us and help us, because if you don't, you know, we've got to protect ourselves and build centrifuges and, you know, enrich uranium, et cetera.
Yeah,
I just
exactly.
don't believe in the end that President Trump will begin a war. I just don't believe it.
I don't think so either. I think he's not afraid to talk tough, but I don't think so either with the people around him. Hey, we have like a minute and a half left. So this was a big deal, obviously. Kim Jong-un having that handshake and the smile with President Trump. I don't think the North Koreans are voluntarily going to get rid of their nuclear weapons, but boy, I don't know. What's that relationship getting to be?
Well, this was a, you know, like Peaches and Herb song, reunited, and it feels so good. Well, Trump had a historic first step over there. Here's the other thing. You know, Bernie Sanders was very fair. He said, I don't care if he meets with him over there. I don't care if he meets with him over here, but he should also go after Mohammed bin Salman and don't just do a photo op. Joe Biden came out and said he shouldn't be coddling dictators. Mr. Biden, what was the Iran deal? They were dictators when you dealt with them.
Exactly. Same thing. Absolutely.
Right.
Bob, you're great. Thank you so much. We end
Thank
on that
you.
Note. We'll talk to you soon. Hang with us, everybody.
Hello, I'm Mike Lindell, the inventor of MyPillow, and like all of you out there, I had problems sleeping. Pillows would go flat, I would flip-flop all night long, I would wake up with a sore neck, maybe a headache, or feel like I needed a nap even though I slept 8 hours. When I invented MyPillow, I wanted it to where you could move the patented fill to give you the exact support you need as an individual, regardless of sleep position. MyPillow will get you into that deep REM sleep faster, and you will stay there longer. It's not about how much time we spend in bed, it's about how much of that quality sleep we get. I do all of my own manufacturing right here in the United States. I have a 10-year warranty. You can wash and dry my pillow, and I give you a 60-day money-back guarantee, so you have nothing to lose. And here's my best offer ever. You can buy one of my pillows and get one absolutely free.
Go to MyPillow.com or call 800-870-0305 and use promo code GCN. That's MyPillow.com or 800-870-0305 with promo code GCN.
Most of you know that heart disease is the number one silent killer in the U.S. What if I told you for just $54.95 a month you could fight against heart disease naturally? At Heart and Body Extract, we've been helping thousands of people get back to a healthier heart. Don't just take my word for it. Check out all of the success stories at hbextract.com. Or to order, call 866-295-5305. That's 866-295-5305. hbextract.com. Don't risk it when you can take charge of it.
The final phase of extermination is set to commence now. And as population die-off becomes evident, you know it is the time of punishment in all that is written. The cover for mass die-off is evolution and global warming frauds, also used as false proof of their Christ. They are from the lines that were disinherited 2,000 years ago. Now they claim to be his Christ based upon blood type, DNA, and long lifespan. Go to unveilingthem.com. That's UNVEILINGthem.com.
Hi, this is Paul, otherwise known to the listeners as Mr. Kate Delaney. The missus has come up with an amazing solution to what plagues most of us. That nagging feeling you're meant to do something more. After more than a decade of her best interviews with world-class mentors and her own groundbreaking life experiences, Deal Your Own Destiny is finally here, presented to you by Forbes Books. Reading Kate's book is like sitting down with a trusted friend who has a lifetime of wisdom to share. Some of what you'll discover in this book includes learning how to play to your strengths, finding people who lift you up, and how to make the right moves to become extraordinary. No matter where you are on your journey, this book will give you inspiration and the tools you need to get to where you want to be, whatever that means to you. No one gets to decide the hand they're dealt in life, so become the dealer. Get Deal Your Own Destiny on Amazon.com or at booksellers near you.
President Xi of China. We had a great talk, a great discussion. We're talking about doing something, and we talked about it briefly, but it's very sad. I've rarely seen a protest like that. It's very sad to see.
All right, very sad to see. The people of Hong Kong are furious. They want nothing to do with China, have any kind of rule over them. You got to think about the history here. You heard what our president had to say, and it was nasty. A protester slammed the window of the Legislative Council in Hong Kong on Monday. So here's what you need to know about Hong Kong, and why do you care? Because this spills into China and what's going on there, and it could affect our economy and all of that with this freak out. And there's so much more. We've just scratched the surface here. I like to call this odds and ends. And we've got freaky summer hailstorms that are crushing people in parts of the country. And we have so many other things that I want to jump on here. But to finish up this Hong Kong thing, worth mentioning, a friend of mine grew up in Hong Kong, and I'm going to get her on the show. She has an interesting perspective on this, probably next week, maybe tomorrow. But anyway, so with Hong Kong, you got to think of this. 150 years, British colony. And then it became a so-called special administrative region of China. That happened in 1997. So now you have, 22 years later, China wanting to have more of its hands into Hong Kong's government. And as that happens, you remember you've got heavy communist party overseers in Beijing who want to get their hands deeper into Hong Kong for all kinds of reasons, and the special status that Hong Kong has, they want to keep that status because it's peace and harmony, baby, there, and money. And China wants the money. China wants the humanitarian pullback on that, too, is what the people in Hong Kong are saying. So people are protesting, and they call it, they call this protest really basically the changes to their post-colonial constitution. So you think of our constitution and how we argue about what the constitution says, and there's constitutional lawyers, we've had them on the show, and then people think we should manipulate the constitution on certain issues, and it's massive for us, right? Founding fathers, were they right? Is the language old, and does it really applicable today? Which I think the constitution is brilliant, by the way. The legislation that is backed by Hong Kong's chief executive, it was at the time, focused on Article 23 of what they call the basic law, deals with national security. So the bill would have criminalized subversion against the Chinese government, but there was this mass protest, and they shelved this plan for now. Because, I mean, the protest has been incredible. Hundreds of thousands of people took to the streets between September, if you remember, and December of 2014. And that was their biggest protest in years. And they're afraid they're going to see the same thing because these protests have been crazy, 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 crazy. And there's big concern over where we headed, what's going to happen. Because there's a push for pro-Beijing legislation. And there's the fight to keep Hong Kong out of the hands of Beijing. And that's it. So Hong Kong is very fearful of Chinese control. And you can see why it would completely change their way of life, ultimately. It would. And they're fighting for that independence, so to speak, that they sort of have. Because they don't want that to happen. Makes sense? It makes sense, but I think it's going to be much darker before it gets any lighter there, and I don't know that that's going to work for them whatsoever. All right, so on to the weather. Make sure this 4th of July that's coming up, some of you are going to have shortened work weeks. Maybe you're listening to me back in the middle of it somewhere, and you decided you were going to plug in. So if you're plugging in, you know exactly what I'm talking about, but there's these freak storms that are happening where some of you are getting, like in Connecticut, I know you're listening to me, massive rain and bent over trees and that whole thing. And it's weird because even in Guadalajara, so we went to our neighbors to the south, they were hit by a hail and ice storm that just covered the streets. It was very, very strange to see that freak storm there. So they just had to dig out. What are they going to do? And then there were some floodwaters because of it, but it looked like it, I mean, it just like looked like it iced over. That's what it looked like to me. And now certainly we're seeing in Florida, they're on fire. Like I mentioned in Connecticut, the trees are bent back. You can say, well, this is the weather, and it is. And some of it is something you got to pay attention to because you got to watch out for those tornadoes. You got to watch out also. We're in hurricane season. Nothing's popped up yet on the radar, but we know how quickly that can change. So take a look at what's happening locally where you are or where you're headed, because a wide swath of nasty stuff is deeper into the week is headed into some of those northeast regions in the Midwest, etc. You don't want to get caught on a boat somewhere where you have a massive storm and it makes it difficult to get in, or you have a lightning storm, God forbid, and you're trying to get back as fast as you can. You don't want to be in that situation. Sad story, and I'll talk more about it in the man cave, but and this happened very close to where I am. You had an Angels pitcher who they found dead in a hotel room. No foul play is suspected, any of that. In fact, the 27-year-old Tyler Skaggs, Angels pitcher, had pitched on Saturday, the Angels playing the Texas Rangers. They were on a Texas swing. They were set to go to Houston later in the week. They canceled the game because they went to his hotel room in Southlake. They, banged on the door, everything. It was unusual for him not to come out. And then he was unconscious, took him to the hospital, and he was pronounced dead. Family shocked. He's only been married a year. But they don't know what yet. I'm sure pending if they're doing this autopsy, but they don't suspect any kind of weird foul play or him trying to do anything to himself or anything at all like that. Just a horrible situation, the fragility of life. And again, like I said, an outcry for Major League Baseball, and we'll talk more about that in the man cave for sure. What else is going on? And what else is going on is the Democrats just had the Hollywood Squares of debates where they had 10 one night, 10 the next night, and now it's about the polls. It's just the president on the Republican side looking at his people looking at the polls and where he is day by day. They track that, of course. But the Democrats, things have flipped up a little bit, have mixed up a little bit, where you've got Kamala Harris and Elizabeth Warren are up in the polls, and you have Joe Biden down in the post-debate 2020 Democratic poll that came out. The CNN SSRS poll is one of them anyway. So Biden had 22%, but he's down 10 from the last poll. Kamala Harris is at 17. She's up 9 points. Elizabeth Warren at 15 points, up 8 points. Isn't that interesting? I think pretty much based on what they saw last week in those debates. So Biden hasn't fallen off the map. I mean, he's still leading, but that's huge to lose 10 points. And that's the thing about debates. Debates give you the chance to make that impression, a first impression, a better impression, whatever, what you say and how you answer. It's all very strange because with that many people, I think it's difficult to really have what you would call a debate. It's almost like you just have these 30-second little mini answers, like you think of hamburgers, right? You don't have time for a whole hamburger. Let's just have a sliders. Give me a couple of quick sliders. And I don't think you get the real idea of, okay, well, what would you do if you say this is wrong, this is wrong? What's the answer? What's the first thing you do? How do you answer that? And it's tough with that many people. As it narrows down, it'll get, I think, more interesting to see what happens on the Democratic side and who ultimately is the candidate that the Democrats are going to put up against an incumbent president, where we've seen very tough when you're the incumbent, very tough for the others to defeat, because we've had three straight presidents. I say it all the time. Think about it, people. Three straight, right? Democrats and Republicans with Bush. G.W. Bush. Two terms, remember. Hang with us because we're diving into the mailbag next here on the show.
Would you like to get back that full head of hair from years past? Introducing Reveal from GCNLife.com. Beverly Hills dermatologist Dr. Nathan Newman invented Reveal, which contains polypeptides with natural botanicals and no parabens, sulfates, silicones, or dyes for a salon-quality hair growth product, Reveal. Here's Dr. Newman.
I've treated a lot of patients who lose their hair and they lose their confidence. We've created a unique set of polypeptides, which we call HPT6. The HPT6 contains the polypeptides from six different plants. The scalp infusion treatment should be used on wet or dry scalp. The Reveal hair care system is designed to be used for men and women alike.
Get Reveal at GCNLife.com with a 30-day money-back guarantee. So try Reveal today at GCNLife.com or 844-443-6637. Plus a discount up to 25% off for Reveal at GCNLife.com or 844-443-6637.
You are listening to GCN. Visit GCNLive.com today.
U.S. USA Radio News with Robin Walensky.
President Trump on Twitter reviewing his big trip, tweeting, "It was great being with Chairman Kim Jong-un of North Korea this weekend. We had a great meeting. He looked really well and very healthy. I look forward to seeing him again soon. In the meantime, our teams will be meeting on some solutions to very long-term and persistent problems. No rush, but I am sure we will ultimately get there," explanation point.
I think it's very important to find out if somebody's a citizen as opposed to an illegal.
In the Oval Office, the president taking questions from reporters, one on the importance of the census.
I think that there's a big difference to me between being a citizen of the United States and being an illegal. And, you know, the Democrats want to treat the illegals with health care and with other things better than they treat the citizens of our country.
The president speaking there at the White House. You're listening to USA Radio News.
Hi, this is Wayne Allyn Root, the capitalist evangelist. I'm here to introduce you to a special company with the potential to be one of the great all-American stories. Fortum Resources is a publicly traded, diversified natural resource company with oil, gas, and mining properties in North America and internationally. Fortum is led by Chairman Mark Bruner, the legendary oil man who built Ultra Petroleum from a 15-cent stock to $200 per share, creating $15 billion in shareholder profits. Mark has 30 years of experience in the oil and gas industry, overseeing contracts with Halliburton, ExxonMobil, and Hess. Fortum has over 350,000 acres of oil and gas resources, and more than half the acreage has been evaluated by world-renowned auditors Deloitte Touche. Fortum also owns the rights to the 180-square-mile City of Gold mining property. Fortum is traded on two global exchanges, U.S. ticker symbol FTMR. Repeat, FTMR. This is a rare ground floor opportunity to capitalize on a proven energy industry legend. Please visit FortumResources.com. That's Fortum, F-O-R-T-E-M, Resources.com.
What if people always acted the same way they do when they're driving their cars?
Good morning, Mrs. Blanchard. How may I help you?
I'd like to cash this check.
Sure.
I'll just get my pen
Come
here.
Come on, lady. Get a move on.
Goodness.
Where'd you learn to bank anyway?
Oh.
Whoa. Don't you give me that look.
It sure wouldn't be a very friendly place.
What kind of candy do you want, sweetie?
This. No, this.
Pick something already. Come on, honey. We're holding people up. How about this kind?
No.
What is the matter with you people? If you're not going to do something, I am. Get out of my way.
Every day, drivers and their families all across the country are killed on the roadways because of road rage.
Wasn't it a beautiful wedding?
Oh, yes, and they make such a lovely couple.
Excuse me, is this the receiving line?
Yes, it is.
Hey, he cut in line.
I'm a friend of the bride. Do you know the
group? Hey, pal, you cut in line.
Buzz off.
Oh, yeah?
Hey, hit that nice man.
That'll teach you to cut in line, you jerk.
Stop the senselessness of road rage. It's time we all drive with the same courtesy we extend to people in the rest of our lives. A message from the AAA Foundation for Traffic Safety.
Now let's talk about the mail. Can we talk about the mail, please, Mac? I'm dying to talk about the mail with you all day, okay?
Let's pick up the mail bag. Pick up the mail bag.
All right, let's dig in the mailbag. We are in the mailbag, my friends. And what do we see? All right, I got this one from Mac Attack, and Mac says, "Hey, Kate, aren't you somewhere near where that horrible plane crash was? I saw it leading the national news, and I thought of you immediately because for some reason I think your studio is in that area. Am I right? It was a little airport where 10 people died." You are correct. It thanks for the email. It's terrible. There were 10 people, two were crew members, and they don't know. There's no, you know, black box. They don't know what happened yet. There was a voice recorder. They're going to try to figure it out. A plane takes off. You got a family of four. You got some other people on the plane. You got the two pilots. And it smashes right down into a hangar. And this was a popular small airport about probably 20 minutes outside of Dallas. So it was very shocking. And everybody was talking about it because it was such a disaster as far as a small plane, too, for all of those people to be killed on that plane. And sad for family members to be notified that, you know, you're kind of aghast. They were headed for St. Petersburg, Florida, and Was it fuel? Was it too much weight? Was it any of that? You know, I can speculate, but we don't know what it was. But it left an incredible fireball in the air, and there was nothing they could do to save the people because it was so immediate when it happened, and they're still investigating it and still identifying the people, or they trying to get a hold of people, I think really is more like it. Then I got this one from Bruce. He says, Trump's tanks for 4th of July. How about he got his tanks? I think it's pretty interesting. It'll be interesting to see what that looks like on parade. Since I'm younger, I never saw anything like that. Have you, Kate? No, I haven't either. I mean, sure, in footage, I've seen that. But the Pentagon did rubber stamp the president's idea, request, whatever. So there's going to be a display of tanks with this Salute to America celebration on the National Mall on the 4th of July. They're going to be parked near the National Mall. That's what the deal is. And they're going to have them, you know, stationed outside in sort of a static display, apparently. How many, where they come from, all that kind of stuff, we don't know. Just that they approve the display for that to happen. I would imagine it would have to be a pretty decent amount. Now, the cost for transporting and doing that with the tanks, $870,000. The National Park Service, they oversee the National Mall, say that they're working with the White House to come up with this Salute America vision, and there would be music, military demonstrations, flyovers, remarks from the president, that kind of thing. Remember, it was back in November of last year that the president wanted to do that, but they said no. They were saying it would cost like $30 million, so it was called off. Jim Mattis, who was the defense secretary, told planners that tanks shouldn't be allowed on Washington streets because they could damage pavement. So obviously something has changed here with the damaged pavement, et cetera, and they're going, you know, through with it. And then there was somebody that was quoted, Michael O'Hanlon, a military analyst. He's at the Brookings Institution, said that the use of military hardware on the 4th isn't cause for alarm. That it's crazy that people are saying it's alarming, that why not? It's a good idea. It's something to celebrate patriotism. And now that it's not $30 trillion, a crazy number that they were saying before, I don't see anything wrong with them doing that. Of course, are we going to have cracked sidewalks on the mall? I have no idea. I don't know. So just when you think things are all fun and games, I got this from Jonathan, listening to us in Portland. Kate, I laughed my head off. Did you see the thing about the toilet paper clogger who got time in prison? Yeah, this guy from Wisconsin, he was sentenced to 3 years, not in prison, probation, because he clogged women's toilets in his place where he worked. So originally they charged him with 12 misdemeanor, you know, counts of criminal damage to property, but then 7 of those were dismissed. He has to serve, oh, he does have to do a little jail. I mean, he does have to serve 150 days in jail. He has to pay $5,500 in restitution. He can't have alcohol or substances or any of that kind of stuff. So I guess he was he rip-roaring drunk when that happened? I, you know, don't know. He caused massive damage, though, that he, you know, just clogged up these toilets. The toilets were clogged, and he did it. So you can't do that. You can't toilet paper houses. You can't clog the ladies' room. You can't do that. Those pranks don't work anymore. You get in trouble for that. So he got in trouble for that. Oh, can you imagine? What did you do to put yourself in this situation? Well, I decided I was going to clog the women's toilets. Don't you think that's funny? This from Bonnie. We are baking in Florida, Ms. Delaney. Have any suggestions for what we can do? Yeah, stay indoors in front of a fan or make sure that you pay your bill so that you can get as much air conditioning blowing on you as possible and drink water, water, water all day long. You know, it's funny. Florida, you expect certain temperatures, but my friend Jill is on a cruise in Alaska, And they've got record-smashing heat all over Alaska. In downtown Juneau, the capital, 83 degrees. That, like, record was there for over 100 years. And then you've also had a wildfire near Anchorage. The skies are smoky. People are walking through Anchorage covering their faces with their shirts. They're not used to it, to having that kind of weather. On average, is much different than 81 degrees, I guess, let's put it that way. So it's interesting to see the comparisons. Imagine if you didn't have air conditioning then, and there now, and probably a lot of people don't. And, yeah, like I said, you're used to that in Florida, but are you really used to that in Alaska? And the answer is, of course you're not used to that in Alaska. Of course you're not. You're not. Right. But you're getting a lot of swim time in. That's what's happening. Time to swim, right? Time to swim. And boy, you guys have jumped all around with questions, conversations, suggestions. Got this one from Hal. Kate, I think 4th of July is the best holiday ever, and I have been all over the place to celebrate. I'm wondering where you think the best place is to celebrate and what you're doing for the 4th of July. Best place to celebrate. Philadelphia is good because it's the seat of liberty back in the day, right? So they always have great displays, and it's cool. You can go to Constitution Hall during the day. You can go see the Liberty Bell, all that stuff. If you're looking at fireworks, oh, I've seen some great fireworks displays. Washington, you know, on the National Mall, that's always big. San Diego, they're really good. New York has great fireworks. San Francisco with that backdrop. But any nook and cranny where you're listening to me, if you're listening to me in Ottumwa, Iowa, in Stamford, Connecticut, Greenwich, if you're listening in Sarasota, Florida, or New Orleans, or perhaps you're listening to us in some other places like the West Coast in Spokane, or Seattle, very close by, or Los Angeles. You have equally a lot of different towns that have really, really cool fireworks. To me, it's about the how long they go and how brilliant and pretty they are, how they, you know, how they kind of puff out. There's a name for those fireworks, but I like those the best. I don't care if I see the display on the ground, so I go for the vantage point, and in my neighborhood, there's really good fireworks. It's, you know, so you're on a hill, you're wherever, so you can get a better viewpoint. So I'm actually going to be in Texas this time around and check out the fireworks that way. The last couple of times, I shouldn't say, well, I don't think it was last year, maybe it was the year before, I was in Tampa, and they had great fireworks on the water. And it's always cool when you're by the water, especially if you're on a boat or you're just on the side somewhere and you can look over. I like that, too. I think it's about the fireworks. I mean, you could be in the smallest town if they have great fireworks and you have a picnic and whatever. That, to me, that's what 4th of July is, right? Eating picnicky food. And I'm serious, like picnicky food. You're not going out for some buffet somewhere. I mean, you can, but I think it's about the picnic and then watching fireworks. So wherever I was, I always try to put myself in that situation. I hope that answers your question about 4th of July. Yeah, if you're doing the 4th of July thing, here's one thing you don't want to do. When you buy ice cream, there was apparently a woman, I saw this video, it was a viral video. There was a video of a woman who licked a tub of Blue Bell ice cream before putting it back in a grocery store freezer, and millions of people have shared this all over the place. The caption said, "What kind of psychopathic behavior is this?" 10 million plus people have looked at it. It's been retweeted 25,000 times. She lifted the lid, then put it back. Ugh! Check your ice cream. That's all I'm saying. Man Cave coming up next.
Hi,
This is Paul, otherwise known to the listeners as Mr. Kate Delaney. The missus has come up with an amazing solution to what plagues most of us. That nagging feeling you're meant to do something more. After more than a decade of her best interviews with world-class mentors and her own groundbreaking life experiences, Deal Your Own Destiny is finally here, presented to you by Forbes Books. Reading Kate's book is like sitting down with a trusted friend who has a lifetime of wisdom to share. Some of what you'll discover in this book includes learning how to play to your strengths, finding people who lift you up, and how to make the right moves to become extraordinary. No matter where you are on your journey, this book will give you inspiration and the tools you need to get to where you want to be, whatever that means to you. No one gets to decide the hand they're dealt in life, so become the dealer. Get Deal Your Own Destiny on Amazon.com or at booksellers near you.
Hi, this is Dr. Joel Wallach, the mineral doctor. You've heard me talk about 90 for life for years. 60 minerals, 16 vitamins, 12 amino acids, 2 fatty acids. You may not know this, that I've actually designed Arthrodex for animals. That's right. Your pets need 90 for life, too. Get this essential pet product by calling 877-279-9422. That's 877-279-9422. Again, 877-279-9422.
The Genesis Communications Network is one of America's premier broadcasters of captivating talk radio. We thank you for listening. Now, just imagine, there are thousands of people who are just as passionate about radio as you are. But what you may not realize is how easy and affordable it is to advertise with us. Radio commercials for your business could be heard on hundreds of radio stations across the U.S. every day. We can help you by creating an effective radio advertising campaign for your company. From script writing to producing your commercial, just like the one you're listening to right now. No other network provides the level of customer service we do. When it comes to radio advertising, we are your one-stop shop. And no matter how big or small your business is, we can help. Email us at advertise@gcnlive.com and an experienced advertising executive will help you take the first step towards driving more customers to your business or website. advertise@gcnlive.com. Easy, affordable, effective.
Do the letters IRS give you anxiety? I'm Dan Pilla. I've defended people from the IRS for more than 40 years. My book, How to Get Tax Amnesty, created the tax resolution industry and is responsible for helping hundreds of thousands of people. It can help you, too. If you're a non-filer or facing IRS enforcement right now, your case is unique. You need real help, not cookie-cutter advice. My clients get my personal attention. Buy my book at danpilla.com and get a free consultation directly with me. That's danpilla.com. Let's start solving your tax problem right now.
Time to
for the ladies, because they're getting it done. And I know every guy I know is watching them. I mean, it's been exciting. And now they got England that they've got to deal with. So not going to be easy. It happens tomorrow for USA. And I think some people will be sneaking out of work or just taking a little look at it. I was invited to, I'm not kidding you, I was invited to no less than 3 parties. I'm like, I'm a working person. What are the rest of you doing? But seriously, so record, TV ratings for a lot of this. Certainly in France, there were record TV ratings in the last World Cup. But Team USA prevails there. So now what happens this next time around? It's going to be interesting to see. Because they definitely have the horsepower, but so to speak, but the other team does too. From what I've been able to read and glean about the matchup, it's not going to be any kind of a easy walkover for for Team USA by any chance, any stretch of the imagination in Women's World Cup. So there's been some interesting stories that, you know, are dogging the USA women. There's been a lot of USA pride, though. The English are preparing hard, supposedly. They think they can beat the U.S. in the semifinal against Team, you know, USA. And, of course, anything can happen. And this has a chance to be a really incredible, like I said, matchup. There is a player for Team the Brits and a player for Team USA. The player for Team USA who's tricky is Lindsay Horan, who might be back in the lineup. You know, you have your usual superstars there, like Megan Rapinoe, who is getting a lot of heat for what she had to say about not going to the White House if they win. But I think Phil Neville, who is the England woman, England women manager, he says, listen, she's competitive, and we know that we're going to try to stop her however we can. And he tried to be complimentary of Team USA, but then he talked about his great defender, her name's Lucy Bronze, as being the best player in the world. So that happens in the afternoon, 3 o'clock Eastern, actually. England and USA, 3 o'clock Eastern. The big story, though, that has so many people upset, and we would be talking about it in the man cave for sure, is the pitcher for the Angels who died in Texas, just 27. And everybody's, you know, saying how much people liked him, announcers, former players who played with him, players that are currently playing with, were currently playing with him. It's just a sad thing. He pitched on Saturday. They went to get him on Monday because they didn't see him, and he was gone. He died in the hotel room, and they're trying to figure out what caused it. There's no foul play suspected, you know, with Tyler Skaggs. He was only married a year. Oh, and, you know, he was excited, actually, on the trip. He was wearing cowboy hats. A lot of them had cowboy hats on the plane, and he posted howdy y'all and all that kind of stuff because they were going to go to Houston for a 3-game series. So they just closed down both clubhouses pretty much, and they didn't play the game. They weren't going to play the game in Texas after a player dies in the hotel room. 27. I mean, what a tragedy. He was an L.A. native. He went to high school in Santa Monica, and he was drafted by the Angels in 2009. He was the same draft class as who I think is one of the greatest baseball players out there, a guy named Mike Trout. And Trout posted a tribute to Skaggs, you know, on the all over the place. And, yeah, a lot of people. Former Angels manager Mike Socia said he was one of the bright young lights in the world. The Diamondbacks said they were heartbroken by the news. They would remember him because he was traded to the Angels following the 2013 season. And Major League Baseball Players Association put out a statement that said, "We're a fraternity of players. We're stunned. We're saddened by this untimely death of a guy that so many knew and loved." So very surprising. Again, I said this before, it just shows you, we all know this, young, looks like he was just crushing, he was in great shape, and we have no idea when the clock is up, right? We don't know. We don't know what's going to happen, and who knows what happened to him that caused that, and they'll find out, but it's pretty rough stuff. Venus Williams would be part of the conversation, I think, because a 15-year-old beat the 39-year-old Venus Williams at Wimby. So then you ask yourself, well, 15 years old, who is that? Corey Goff is her name, and Coco is her nickname. She's the youngest tennis player to win a match at Wimbledon since 1991, when Jennifer Capriati won at the All England Club, and said, "I don't know how to feel." She's 313th in the world entering her match against Venus. She said it's the first time she cried after a match, and not too many people get to say that. And she had this opportunity to play. She won the junior French Open title. She was 14, and she had to earn her ticket to Wimbledon by knocking out the number one seed in the qualifying rounds, and then she held off Williams 6-4 in straight sets. And this is a five-time Wimbledon champion. How about that? And, of course, Venus Williams, like I said, 39 years old. And, you know, you wonder how, then that's the question, how much longer? It's amazing how long they played and all that stuff. I mean, it was a tight match. There were certainly points that Venus could have won, but congratulations to her, because that's a very, very big moment. I mean, she's still going to school. She's taking tests and all that stuff. So classmates are seeing what happened here. It's a proud moment for her family, needless to say. I'm certain a proud moment for them. Yeah, my daughter beat Venus Williams. Wow. Hey, all right, that's pretty good, I'd say, right? Yeah, absolutely. In the meantime, we're getting ready for NFL training camps. They're going to be here before you know it, and you know what that means. We do nail the score. Your chance to win fabulous prizes. You don't have to know anything about football. I pick the game of the week. You call in, tell us who you think's going to win and what the final score is going to be. And if you win, ding, 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 you win. How cool is that? Anything to win, right? And we have some good prizes. So you would win a very, very good prize if you nailed the score. So I'm just getting ready for it and getting you ready for it. How's that? How about the ex-Super Bowl MVP arrested in Washington? So you're thinking to yourself, Who was it? Mark Rippon. He was picked up on suspicion of domestic violence on Sunday about 6 o'clock in the evening on one count of fourth-degree assault. It's a misdemeanor for first-time offenders. He was booked in the Spokane County Jail, and he appeared in court on supposedly Monday. He was cooperative, they say, with the police when they came to get him. And so a woman identified as his wife. They were in a grassy area. They were arguing, that kind of stuff. And she was crying. He was arrested. Wow, big surprise there. Remember, he was 11 years in the league. And he led the Super Bowl. He led the Redskins to the Super Bowl title in 1992. But he has lots of battles with depression. So, wow, sad story. Thanks for joining us for this hour of the show. Kate Delaney saying, make it count, everybody.
Dahibo Tea Club's original pure Pau D'Arco Super Tea comes from the only tree in the world that fungus does not grow on. So it naturally has antifungal, antiviral, antibacterial, anti-infection, anti-inflammation, and anti-parasite properties. But maybe more importantly, Dahibo Tea Club's original pure Pau D'Arco Super Tea builds corpuscles in the blood which carry oxygen to our organs and cells. Our organs and cells need oxygen to regenerate themselves. The immune system needs oxygen to develop, and cancer happens to die in oxygen. The tea is great for healthy people, and it can truly be miraculous for someone fighting a potentially life-threatening disease due to an infection, diabetes, or cancer. Dahibo Tea Club's original pure Pau D'Arco Super Tea is only $34.95 plus shipping. Order now at DrinkSuperTea.com or call 818-965-9113. That's DrinkSuperTea.com, 818-965-9113. DrinkSuperTea.com.